Craig on 133353. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Well, say, man, what are you doing for Australia Day?
Well, I'll be having the day off here on the show, so at this stage, I'm free. What's happening?
Carl, I reckon you should come out to Oakey, because we've got the only full Australia Day event and activities in the Shire. Everybody else has turned theirs down. We're going full steam ahead.
All right, so what's happening at Oakey?
Look, it's at Arthur Shooter Park, which is where it has been for the last 9 or 10 years. That's if you want to get there, drive through Oakey's. If you're heading to the hospital and the army base, turn right into Stanley Street and you're there. Kicks off at 7:30 at the barbecue breakfast. The awards at 8:30. Free morning tea, coffee, biscuits at 9:30. Then the events start. We've got the usual billy boiling, sack races, stone throwing, and the Iron Man. And then we kick off the inaugural dunny races.
Okay.
Yeah. That replaces the raft race that we can't have because the water's a bit yonky.
Okay, righto. So, all right, hang on a second. Now, the Iron Man, are we talking about an actual Iron Man, or is this one of those sort of funny?
Oh, yeah, no, you've got the two things and the drink and the pie, the usual sort of thing. It's Australia Day.
Brilliant.
Nothing's meant to be serious.
Oh, that is brilliant. I love that. And then the dunny races. Now, are these Portaloo type things, and they're dragging them along?
Well, it doesn't have to be. We've seen those sort of things before where there's no dunny. This thing must feature a dunny of some description.
Okay.
And a minimum of two people. The rider must be on the unit for the whole race. they can't get off and push and pull. You can't have two blokes pick one up and run with it. Same thing, you can't have a bloke put a small child on a portal potty and run with that. It's got to be on a cart or a skid or whatever.
Okay. When does that run? When does the dunny races happen?
That's probably 11:30, somewhere along that.
Before lunch?
Yeah, now we've got things under control with the whole COVID thing. As long as we're planning an event for under 1,500 people, we're laughing. Now, given we normally get 500, if we can triple our crowd and tick all the boxes, we'll be over the moon. So,
oh, I reckon. Yeah.
Anyone wants to come, you'll have to be here in the first 1,500 people.
All right. Well, look, it's a beautiful part of our region. Oakey's Shooter Park from 7:30 a.m. on Australia Day on the Tuesday. This is the biggest event in our part of the world, and it's going to be absolutely brilliant by the sound of it.
It is, and I've also coined it the Australian Dunny Racing Titles because I looked it up and no one's had one, so we're going to have one on Tuesday. So if you want a chance to be an Australian title holder, get your dunny here.
Oh, now you're talking, mate. That is sensational. Craig, as always, thanks for the info, buddy. The Hoodoo Gurus loving that song, and I know someone else who loves it, loves his Aussie music, and it's a good morning to Garth Hamilton, Federal Member for Groom. G'day, mate.
Yeah, g'day, Lee, and love to hear a bit of the Gurus.
I know you do. I couldn't get the Hunters and Collectors up for you, but maybe next time you pop in, I know you love the Hunters as well. How was your Chrissy break, mate? You've got a young family, Chrissy's a very special time when you've got the younger kids, yeah?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, no, I have three kids. I think two of them still believe in Santa Claus, which is a good thing, and the other one pretends, which is nice. But no, we had a wonderful Christmas. Just stayed at home, woke up in my own bed. It felt fantastic.
Yeah, that's great, mate. All right. Gearing up for a big year. I notice we've got the Prime Minister in southwest Queensland. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, look, drought relief has been a big part of, I think, what drives him. It was one of the first things that he did come up to this region during that drought. He's coming back to have a look at things and how things have changed and the impact of, measures that he's taken, his government's taken during that time. So it's good to see him back up in this region. Mm. And quite frankly, good to see slightly better times for the people out there that he did visit.
Yeah, absolutely right. I noticed he was out at Quilpie at a farm out there, and a lot of areas in the southwest now having received a little bit of rain would give them a little bit of a boost, turning the corner there economically.
Yeah, look, a little bit of rain does a hell of a lot of people, makes them, just takes that load off a little bit. But yeah, we could do with a lot more, I tell you that. But absolutely, look, we're in a stage now coming to 2021 where hopefully we can start to see that economic recovery start to be something that we can see and feel about us here. You know, there's been a lot of work done by the government, a lot of work done by business and the community to get things going again after a very hard 2020. So I think we're on the way back.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think we've been very fortunate. I've mentioned it a number of times, spoke about it with TISB CEO Ali Davenport and so forth, about the tiers of economy that we have here, the infrastructure, the different business models that we have, whether it be agriculture, health, education. We have so many different that it has managed to sort of keep us in a better scenario than many regional communities. So that's a great start for us. And I mention the word communities because that's something that you've got a big push on for 2021.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think if we, what I'd like to see in 2021 is some of those parts that parts of our community that we maybe missed a little bit last year come back to life. So, you know, wouldn't it be great to see Anzac Day again, Christmas carols, all the sports carnivals, that sort of thing. So I think that's the broader picture we'd like to see. But I've got, right now I'm talking about the Stronger Communities program, which is a grant package that the government releases. We're now in round six, and we're reaching out to community organisations who have projects that they'd like to see or need a bit of help with to get done. We've got $150,000 here in Groom to spend. We can spend it on up to 20 projects. And look, these are great things. Some of these things, I went out to Canvas Co-working the other day and saw, you know, they've received a couple of packages from us. There's now six offices and a room not too dissimilar to this, except maybe a quarter of the size for people who want to do podcasts. And that's all off the back of this this program in a previous round. So it does a lot of good things for small organisations. I want people to reach out to us and speak to us. We can help them get a grant through.
Yeah, exactly right. People then contacting you, how do people go about it if they do want to talk to you about that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the good news is my office is up and running now. We're fully functional. So you can jump online. There's a number there to get in touch with us. We've got an expression of interest form and we'll get that straight out to you.
Yep, fantastic. All right. So you've got a Facebook page, social media pages as well?
We do have a Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I do remember.
We do have a Facebook page, thanks, Lee.
Yes,
All ours. Yeah, absolutely. If you don't mind putting up with pictures of my mug, absolutely. But jump on there and there'll be a link there for you.
All right. Just go to Garth Hamilton there, federal member for Groom, and you'll be able to get yourself some info on how you can contact Garth and maybe take advantage of one of those community grants. Australia Day coming up next week. I just heard from Craig in Oakey. They're having a big celebration there. What is it for you? Is it a lamb chop on the barbie? Is it a rollover, a snag? How does Garth Hamilton do Australia Day?
Usually it is a lamb chop.
Yep. I love a lamb chop.
Who doesn't love a lamb chop? Particularly out here. But no, look, my Australia Day, I'm going to be right across Groom. I'll be up from Highfields, Pittsworth, Oakey, all through town, going out to events, seeing people. There's a lot of wonderful Australia Day ceremonies going on in our region.
Yep.
I think we're all very proud Aussies in this part of the world. It's a wonderful thing.
Exactly. And I hope you know, everybody can come together on the day and make the most of it. Our first sort of real big celebration after everything that's
Isn't
sort of
it nice
gone
to be
on.
Back?
Isn't it very nice to be back? And it's nice to have you back in the studio and having a chat with us about what's happening around Groom. And we look forward to continued updates throughout the year.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Have a fantastic day. Garth Hamilton, federal member for Groom.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and from spicy, happy salads to soups sprinkled with cannabis shoots and deep-fried marijuana leaves, a Thai hospital restaurant has rolled out a weed-inspired menu which has curious customers flocking to sample its euphoria-inducing offerings. Mary Jane was finally removed from the kingdom's narcotics list last month, which means licensed providers like hospitals can now use its leaves, stems and roots in food. In the restaurant's bustling kitchen, a cook batters marijuana leaves and fries them to golden crispness, while another sprinkles them in a wok of minced meat with chili. For now, it draws a crowd during lunch, with diners snapping selfies while growing increasingly mirthful with each passing hour. And they've also seen a 6,000% increase in college students visiting sick relos. According to the hospital, recent research found that using ganja in food can improve your mood, focus, and also creativity. Unfortunately, it now makes Thai cuisine the only one that makes you hungrier the more you eat. And our trippy journey doesn't stop there. In the US, to help encourage Michiganders to get vaccinated against COVID-19, a local marijuana dispensary is offering a pot for shots promotion. Yes, anyone who brings in written proof that they received a COVID-19 vaccine to the greenhouse of Walled Lake will get a free pre-rolled joint. The last time I rolled a joint, it was my ankle. But anyway, things could get interesting given vaccines are being prioritised for frontline workers and elders.
You cannot be serious!